part of God's Torah. He wants you to do it. So. Yeah, man. I have no criticism for his brain.
He knew everything and is organizing, and it probably is a very organized.
And we don't even appreciate how he organized it.
Yeah.
Okay, good evening, gentlemen. We're learning the Rambam, Hilchas Erevin, Perek Dalet, Halacha Tazayin, Chapter 4, Law 16, page 78 and 79 of the Maznaim text. Halacha Tazayin is a continuation from Tes Vav. So we'll briefly review Tes Vav, and then we'll go back to Tazayin. If you recall, the picture on the bottom of page 79, we're talking about a downstairs chatzar, people living on the downstairs floor, with obvious access to the chutz or the courtyard below. And then there's people living either, we'll call it, on the aliyah, the second story, or the merpeses. The merpeses is the porch. Seems to be an intermediate stage. In your book, the footnotes, 31 says, brings the Rambam in his parish Mishnayos, the porch is an intermediate level at least 10 hand breadths high through which stairs lead to the courtyard. So again, it doesn't tell you where the porch is coming from, okay? But there, it's something, you know, not the regular level, not the ground level. So I don't know, maybe it's a split level, I don't know. But it's something higher, a group that is higher up. So, we okay? Okay. So anyway, so we said if each group made their own Eruv, in other words, the people in the Chatzar level made their Eruv, and the people in the higher story made their Eruv. So everyone carries in their area. They carry in their area. So now we're going to continue this idea. And obviously there's going to be, they're able to live in a way where they're not bothering each other and they're not impacting on each other. So let's continue with Tezayin, which further discusses these halachas. Kate said, let's have examples where it says they can carry in their area and the area that's considered important to them. So we're going to focus on that area that's considered important to them, and you'll see what we mean. Hasela otel ukayetze b'yishevetocha chetzer. Let's say there's a big rock, big boulder, or a mound, or anything like that, that is inside the chetzer. So that's on the bottom level over there. Okay? Now, the question is, to whom is that considered important to? Who has typical use of the area on top of that boulder? Would it be the people in the chutzar or the people in the porch area or the second story area? Who has the easier access? And we discussed that a couple nights ago, where there's an area in between the two chutzars, or maybe common, but maybe one has more access to another, and that would be considered their area to use as excluding to the other person's area. So Gemara says, in this case, we have a mound. So now, im einam gvoim asar tvachim, if the mound is not 10 tvachim high, so now who would consider wanting to have use of that?
The chatzar.
Harei heil nechshavim bein ha-chatzar u-bein ha-merpeses. They're considered important to both the people living in the chatzar and to the people living in the merpeses, in the porch area. Okay? So, therefore, ushnei masurim lahotzi sham kelim shabbatim. So neither of them could put anything on that mound. In other words, that's considered accessible to both, and during the week they would both make use of that, and therefore they can't use it if they don't make an Eruv. But v'im gavoy masorah, but if that mound is 10 tefachim high, and that will now put it right level to the level of the mirpesis that we said is something that's 10 tefachim high. And between the mound and the merpeses, the distance is less than 4 tefachim, so it's real close. Ah, that gets considered important to the merpeses, because it's the same level and it's right next to it. They're on the same level. So the people with the merpeses are the ones allowed to use them, because it's easier for them to make use of that kind of a rock than the people in the chatzer. And therefore, the chatzar cannot make use of that, and they can't prohibit the use of the people of the merpeses to use that mount. But even if it was 10 tvachim high, but it's more than 4 tvachim away from the merpeses, or more than that, even though 10 tvachim high, it's included in part of the chatzar, veha merpeses, and for the merpeses. Because they can both use it by throwing things on it. And therefore, since they both can make use of it, neither one can make use of it until they make an error between the two of them. So halacha tesva was talking about the people in the chutz just using the chutz area. That was not an area that the merpeses would be using. And the people in the merpeses can use the second level. The people in the chutz wouldn't be using. So they weren't bothering anybody. Now we're picking areas that have a commonality. And when it's a commonality, then they would ask one on the other unless
so
they make
the
an
problem.
Error.
So what if it's over 10 tfachim? That's a reshusi yachid. Why should anybody have to make
it? The question is, are you making use of it? And it's still within that chutzir.
Because if you're going to a, so like a, it's almost like a, and if it's less than, if it's 10 tfachim high and less than 4 by 4, it's a makom patur.
But that's, I understand, but we're still talking about who is using this area. It's something
so
that
a makom patur, how could you, anybody have claims not to use
it? They're both using it. It's within their area. It's within their area. You can't deny that it's within their area.
Right.
So they're carrying to and from them, and they both have rights to that area. It's like a part. It's like a chutzer. It's no worse than what's a makom patur any worse than a reshus hayachid? A chutzer is a reshus hayachid. So it's makom patur in terms of laws of carrying, not laws of air.
Nobody lives there.
So fine, it's like the chutzer. It's like the chutzer. It's no better than the chutzer. Nobody lives in
the chutzer.
Only people in the chutzer. Because the people on the top have no need for the chutzer. But now we've crafted a piece of area that they both have common use of. That's since they both have common use, they prohibit each of the other the two to use it. It's not a law of, you know, carrying outside a reshus and putting in a makom patur. That's different halachas. Doesn't fit in over here.
Okay. It's more than the situation. It's more than 10 tfachim high, and it's more than 4 tfachim.
So he's saying they both have access to it.
So you made a comment about, like theoretically, if you're on the merpeset, and let's say it's 10 tfachim away.
Yeah,
so
no, really more than 4 tfachim away.
Yeah, more than 4, but it's impossible.
You could throw.
But what could you throw that could...
Garbage.
Gonna,
garbage.
But that's going to stay there?
Yeah. You just toss it. It's a big, it's big, it's wide. It's not a little thing.
It's a big man.
It says it's what is it? It's a mound.
Right.
You can put things there. You could throw things on it. We had that in a couple of office, a couple of nights ago. Something where you could throw things in. What about two houses, right? And they could both throw junk into the area. We said they don't allow each other to throw junk. So any access you want, just throwing garbage there. Even just throwing garbage. You have access. You have access.
If it was beyond the distance where you could throw.
Yeah, then it's if we had a huge, huge chutz, so they couldn't throw it. Yeah, but that's not the case.
Okay.
And then we're speaking, we crafted a case where they both have
that's
equal access.
So they both have access.
That's right, and that's why they can't use it until they make an Erev.
Okay.
But let's say if it's, let's say the guardhouse. The guardhouse, you don't have to make a chutzar on. Everybody can go through the guardhouse, and everybody can use the guardhouse. Because it's accessible to everybody because nobody lives there. Isn't that what we said?
Well, how about a chutzer? Does anybody live in a chutzer?
It's possible.
No, nobody lives in a chutzer. That's not a place of living. We just use that case of the guardhouse to not asser other people. That's not considered a domain. That if no one made an eruv from that chutz, from that guardhouse, it doesn't prohibit others.
And even if you made a thing in there, it's still not good. You can't make a,
you can't make one there. But it's still no worse than a chutzer where you can't. If other people have in common use for it, they asser each other to use it. Okay, let's go on. Haisa matseva. What if there was a matseva, a monument, I mean a big, that serves as a mechitza, as a barrier. Rechav arba'a tvachim lifnei merpeses. It was 4 tvachim wide in front of the porch, which kind of blocks the porch people from having access to the chutzer at all. Se'ena merpeses oseres al b'nei chutzer. Then the merpeses could never prohibit the people of the chutzer. Because they have become separated from them through this mechitza. They built it. We're speaking with the people of the Mirpeses, built this mechitza. So they have revealed to them, to everybody, that we don't want to have nothing to do with the people of the chutzer. Right? So therefore they can't prohibit on the Bnei Chutzer. They've separated them and could even maybe even be for any of the other above mentioned cases. If you already said, I don't want to have anything to do with your chutzer, that means we're blocking ourselves out. So then they're totally not connected to it. Okay, Yud Zayin. Zizin, projections that are coming out of Ayotzim and Aksolim. So you have people on the higher floor and the lower floor. So now you've got these projections coming out and people want to put things on the projections. Now the projections are projecting into the chutzer. Okay, so let's say you've got first floor homes.
So it's like beams.
You got first floor homes with a chatzar, and you got beams coming out of the walls. Yeah. And we'll discuss the heights in a minute. And then you got a second story. And now, can people make access use of those projections, those beams coming out of the wall? Can you make use of it? So it depends on how high they are. Anything lower than 10 tvachim, who has the use of that? That's considered part of the people of the chatzar. So let's say the people in the chatzar level made their own eruv, and the people on the second floor made their own eruv, but they didn't make a joint eruv up and down. So who could use the projection area? Only the people of the lower chatzar. Right? That ubnei chatzar mishamshu, they can use it. That's below 10 tefachim. Okay? Now, what about projections higher, way higher? But what about hasmuch l'aliyah? What if you have projections that are within the 10 tefachim, the highest 10 tefachim, that are closer to the second story? Well, then in that case, anshe aliyah mishamshu, then that's usable only for the people of the second story and not for the people of the chatzar. So they can use it, but not through the chatzar. Aye, what about no man's land in between? What about the space that's higher than 10 tefachim to the bottom and lower than 10 tefachim from the top, that middle area? Both the top and bottom people can't use it. Why? They can't make use of them for any of their utensils that they got out of their house and put in those projections, because they both have access to it, and unless they make an eruv, they can't use them at all.
Can't each individual beam be a mafatur?
No, again, it's not relevant. Martin, I wish you wouldn't have brought up that term. Makom Fetur. Makom Fetur is only in the laws of carrying, where there's no Eruv.
It doesn't apply to Eruv.
We're not dealing with, we're talking about it. There is a natural enclosure. The only problem is Eruv Chatzeros. There's other people. Okay. Remember, let's go back. The rabbinical injunction of King Solomon was that even if there's a 100% kosher Eruv where it's enclosed, if many people have access to an area, they cannot carry unless you make an Eruv Chatzeros that join you together. So even if that projection, I don't care what you call it, but it's part of an area where people are making use of, you have to make an Eruv to be able to use it. Okay, Yudches, Bor Shevachatzer, a cistern in a Chatzer that has no water, but instead, it's filled with fruits that are of Tevel, that have not been tithed, and you can't move them. You can't move it on Shabbos. Who cares about anything else that will be filled in this cistern that you cannot move? Now it seems that some of these cisterns, it wasn't just a hole, but they would put a big clumps of earth around the hole. So we say it, meaning the cistern, v'chulyoso, and the clods of earth that are placed around the cistern, and it could go very high up. How do we categorize that? That's in the chatzar. So what are we going to call that? So we call it as the status of what we learned in Tezayin. Kesela otel shebechatzar. It's no different than a big boulder or a big mound in a chatzar. And, which means, since it's filled, that cistern is filled with objects you can't carry anyway, so it really doesn't have any special in significance. It's no different than any other distinct object. Like, so in other words, just like a boulder going high and a mound going high, we said, well, you know, we'd have to see who has access to this and that. Similarly, a cistern going down, if there's nothing that we could take out of that cistern, it's like the same status of a boulder or a mound. It's just something that's sitting out there, and we have to treat it as such. You'll say, well, what's the big deal? You'll see it's going to be into contradistinction to the next halach. So, but let's just see now. So, im haya gavoa sora samal chepresis, if it's high enough, I don't know what's high, I guess the chulyoso, the surrounding mound. In other words, I guess they want to make the people shouldn't fall in it. I don't know why. You have this big cistern, and now they make a mound of sand around it. So we say like this, if that area is 10 tefachim high, samach l'merpeses, next to the porch area, harayu nechshav merpeses, consider with the merpeses, and you can carry into that area, because the people of the chatzar have no business going into that area, they have no use for it. However, what if that cistern was filled with water, and everybody needs water, and even people in the chatzar area are going to want to make use of that. So ein b'nei chatzav le'bar pesach machnisim emenu labatim. Nobody from the chatzar or from the porches can bring any water into their houses from there. Ad she'erev until they make an erev. That's something the rabbis are very particular about. It's not just a pile of water. It's something that people will definitely make use of, and therefore it's prohibited unless they make an erev. Okay, halacha yud tes. You have to look at the picture on page 81. And now we begin to get yud tes, chaf aleph, and even chaf beis, I believe. It's all one concept. I don't forget to all four of them today, but it's all the one picture on page 81. You have a chatzer A that only has access out through chatzer B, and chatzer B has access to C, the rishus harabim. Okay? The question is going to be, different scenarios. If A made an Erev, B made an Erev, can A carry through B, etc., etc. That's going to be the issues over here. Two chatzeros. So now, you test. Shtei chatzeros, two courtyards, and they each have different residents who have use of that chatzer. There's multiple dwellings in the picture. Put a little bunch of houses all around A and all around B that they have access to that chatzer. Now, zu lifni mizu, one chatzer is inside the other. A is inside of B. Va'anshap pnimis, and the people in A, the inner one, yotzim v'nechlasim, they go in and out, va'ovrim, they pass al-chitzon, they go through B. That's common now, right? That's for sure what's going on over here. So B has people in A going through. Now we're gonna see, how do we deal with the people in A that are going through B, even though they're not part of their chatzer? So let's say, erva ha-pnimis. Let's say the people in the inner courtyard made their own eruv. Velo erva chitzonis. But the outer one, B, did not make their own eruv. So now the question is, can people carry where they're in A or in B? So the halacha is ha-pnimis muteres. The inner one is allowed, and if people in A can carry in A. People in A can carry an A. They made an A. V'hachitzona asura, but the B, it's asur. You can't use it. One second. V'hachitzona asura, and the outer one is asur. Well, the obvious reason why it's asur.
They didn't make an eruv.
Right. However, it's interesting. The footnote over here says, which is interesting. It says because the inner one has access to go through the outer one and therefore makes it usser for them. Yeah. So, one second. Apnimis muter. I went over this three times this afternoon. Again, apnimis muteris. The people can carry inside the inner one, vachitsona asura, and it's prohibited to go in the outside one. Who's it prohibited for?
I think it's the pnimi. Okay. The inside people can go and use their chatzer.
And they haven't talked about going from A to B.
I don't think anybody can use the outside one.
Well, that seems pretty simple. The outside ones didn't make an error. Why would you have to say that halacha?
No,
if the outside ones didn't make an error, of course they can't carry in it.
No, but he's not using that reason for them to make an error. It's because it's carry through them.
But even without that.
Okay.
I don't understand. Let's see what he says in footnote 37.
He says it's obvious.
The national for these rulings is obvious.
Yeah. There you go.
Thank you.
It is obvious.
The concept is mentioned primarily to show the contrast with the subsequent clauses of the halacha.
Good. Okay. So it's the simple.
Unlike the inhabitants of the inner courtyard who can reach their own dwelling only by passing through the outer courtyard, there's no reason for the inhabitants of the outer courtyard to pass through the inner one. Okay, so this was the obvious one. Okay, yes. But I don't know why. I don't know why in our Sefer Martin he goes through a whole explanation.
No,
that one doesn't make sense.
Okay,
anyway, so that's simple. The inner one made an erev you can carry. The outer one didn't make it. They can't carry. But let's keep going. Erev hachitzona. Let's say the outside one made an erev. Below erev apnimis. The inside one did not make an erev. Now look at this is the new big chiddush here. That we won't know the reason until law 23. So I'll tell it to you, but this is where the problems are. Shtei amasuras. They're both prohibited.
The inner one can't carry in the inner one.
Remember, the inner one did not make an error. The outer one did make an error.
Oh, B made an
error. A did not make an error. B did.
Okay.
A can't carry in A, and B can't carry in B.
Right.
Whoa, why?
Because
Hapnimis, the inner one, can't mitnei shalo ervo, because he didn't make an eruv. Vachitzonis, the outside one, they didn't make an eruv. Why can't the outside guys get in the outside one? Mitnei elu, because of those shalo ervo that didn't make an eruv. Sha'ovrim, they're going to cross through that. So you're going to wonder, well, why is that a problem? So just hold on. Before I explain, let's do the next halachas. Okay. You'll see the difference.
Why not?
Now, what about Erev Zulatzma Vizulatzma? Let's say A made their own Erev and B made their own Erev. Then Zumutaris Vizulatzma, so A can carry an A. Vizumutaris Vizulatzma, and B can carry an B. But A can't carry from B, and B can't carry from A. So now the problem is, now once I've learned this halacha, now I'm going back to the middle one, I don't understand it. Let's go over again. A made an error, B did not make an error. What's the halacha?
A can go in there.
A can carry an A, B can't carry B because they didn't make an error. Okay. A made an error and B made an error.
No.
I'm skipping.
Oh, did you tell us?
A made an error and B made an error. A can carry an A. Now, is A allowed to, is A going to be walking through B as they go to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbin?
Yes.
And still, and they didn't make an error with B.
No.
So let's just review. Why do we have to make an Eruv Bechlal? Because people all in A have access to A. I have access, he has access. When everybody's got access, we have to make an Eruv. Because the other person coming into here is making problems for me. Okay. B made an Eruv. Why does B have to make an Eruv? Because everybody in B is going to impose on everybody else in B. Okay. So A has an Eruv, they can all carry an A. B has an Eruv, they can all carry an B. But aren't people from A going to every day be walking through B?
Certainly are.
So they can't carry, but they're having access through it. So shouldn't that wreck up the Eruv of B?
No.
Just think about that.
Yeah,
now, let's go back to the middle halacha. The middle halacha was A did not make an Eruv and B did make an Eruv. Now what's the halacha? A can't carry an A and B can't carry an B. Why can't B carry B? You know what they say? Because people of A are going through it.
Yeah.
But wait a minute. You tell me people of A are going through B. It's wrecking up B. But how come when they both make an Eruv, going through B doesn't mess it up? So this will be all based on, but if you will just skip for briefly to the end of Law 23, you don't have to know what's going on in 23, and right now you don't want to know what's going on in 23, okay? But look at the last two or three lines. It says, Zeh HaKlal, this is the rule.
Okay.
Maybe it's on the next page. Does it go on to the next page?
Yeah, next
this
page.
Is the rule.
Page
87. Okay? Regel HaAsura Bimkoma. A foot that's prohibited in its place. In other words, if I'm in a place where I have a chutzer and I can't carry in my place, and now I'm going through somebody else's area, oserish lo b'mkoma. It prohibits even the next area. V'regel hamuteres b'mkoma. But where if you can walk in your area and now you go through another area, eina oserish lo b'mkoma does not prohibit not its area, the one that it's going through. It doesn't give a reason, but this is the halacha. The halacha is, if I cannot walk in my area, and I am also going through your area,
I prohibit
your area. But if I can walk in my area, and I'm going through your area, it does not prohibit your use of that area. The svara is not brought. I don't know what the svara is, but that is the rule, and we have to go with that rule. Whereas if you're an A, and I can't carry an A, the fact that I can't carry an A, even though B makes an Eruv, but I will be walking through B, I wreck up the Eruv of B.
Right.
But if I'm an A and I can carry an A, then my walking through B that has an Eruv does not mess up B. That's the klal. That's the rule that they've said, and neither safer gate.
It's got to have something to do with that A is really a subset of B. Even though they're distinct,
A has to go through B. There's no way A can get to the Rosh Hashanah
B. So if there's no Eruv, it has to mess up B somehow.
Yeah,
that's what they're saying. Is if A can't carry an A, then the fact that they can walk through B messes up B.
Even if they made an Eruv.
But if A can walk in A, then they don't mess up B by going through that. That is the golden rule that explains all
that's
these halachas.
Regardless of whether B makes an error or not.
If B doesn't make an error, they can't carry anyway. The point is
B can't, but A can go through it.
You can, for walking through, you can always walk through any place. The question is, can you take something with you?
Yeah.
We're saying the fact that A can not carry, but can walk through B,
messes up.
That already gives them an access. So in other words, I think you're saying a good thing there, Alan. The fact that A has to come on to B. There's no way you can get into A without going through B. Even if they're not legally, even they're not legally part of B, but you can't deny de facto they have walking rights into B. So if they at least have their own Eruv, right, and you've got an Eruv and they've got an Eruv, so, you know, since they can legally walk in the inner part, then their walking through doesn't mess things up. But if they can't even walk in their own part, which
even
is really a subset
has,
of you, then that's kind of messing you up when they're going through there.
It does mess you up.
Even if B has a proper Eruv.
Right.
So that's the halacha that comes out of that. Okay. I think we can do one more. It's a small one. Huh. Okay, so now, the last case was they each made their own Eruv. A can carry an A, B can carry an B, A can walk through B, and doesn't make any problems for B, but A and B cannot carry from one locale to the other. So now we're just continuing that idea. Chav. Shochach echad min hachitzon of aleiruv. Let's say someone in B, they forgot to include him in the Eruv. Now that's not good.
That's bad.
So now, looking inside. No, not yet. We haven't done anything. We haven't done any machinations yet. We forgot to put him in. It was a mistake. We made a mistake. So now in your own mind, okay, A made an Eruv, B made an Eruv. What's happened to the Eruv and B?
It's gone.
It's not good.
It's gone.
Okay, can the people in A carry an A?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can the people in B carry an B?
No.
That's what he says. Hapnimis behetera omeris. The inner one stays with its original permissibility, right? And fine. And obviously the outer one cannot carry it all in the outer one because you don't have everybody in the Eruv. Okay, now let's turn it around. Shochet echad mean bnei apnimim. What if they forgot to include someone in A?
Then B is out of that lock.
Okay.
B is out of lock too. Not only
now.
Is A, but B is out of lock too.
Right. So afachitzon asura. Even the out one is not allowed. Why? Bnei elu bnei apnimim. Because the inner guys shelo olalem eruv. Since they don't have an eruv, shame over them. They're going through. And again, we apply that rule. If A can't carry an A, then even though B has an eruv, the fact that they're walking through messes up B.
Okay. They can't even walk.
That must be, they can walk through.
They're
very
not considered.
They can't carry now when they're on the
carpet. No, that's why I cheated.
You know they made an error.
When they messed up with their error. That's right. That's right.
Everybody can.
Okay. Good. Okay. We'll stop here, guys. So on Sunday we'll start at Chaf Aleph.